My dear, would you like lasagna or sushi for dinner tonight? Silence. Okay, both it is. What's the matter? Do you dislike both? Oh, I think I understand. You have that same expression. I've been with you so long, yet you still act so surprised to see me. I guess I am rather otherworldly. Like I told you many times before, I really am your guardian angel. Do the wings not convince you? Or the floating? The halo? Or how you are the only one that can see me? Though my ability to affect the physical world proves I am no hallucination. I don't think hallucination could make you dinner after all. Quite a delectable one, I might add. Way better than what that conniving little neighbor with that discount instant noodle tier. Oh, but I digress. The point is, I am completely real. A dream come true, if I may be so arrogant. For me, anyway. Speaking of dreams, there is something I've been dreaming of asking you. I have a request, you see. How do I put it? Well, maybe it would be better to just show you. Okay, hold on. Okay, here. I've lugged one of my feathers for you. I want you to accept this as a gift for me. Not like that. It looks good in your hair, but that's not what it's for. I want you to eat it. The feather won't harm you, and you won't digest it, nor expel it as waste. So, it'll be like a part of me will be inside you. Forever. Isn't that just magical? Isn't that, if I may dare say, romantic? A real-life fairy tale. It's just that. Remember a few months ago? When you got sick from that virus and then recovered? That was me. The recovering part. Not the sick part, okay? I would never let you come to harm. I will always serve you faithfully, after all. But that virus, that pathogen got to be inside you. I will be honest, my dear. I am very, very jealous. Even though I am forever with you, I still feel too distant. I can never be close enough to you. It's not fair for that bundle of genes that is arguably not even alive to be inside my peerless darling, so close. Well, I am stuck outside, here. So, will you do me that favor? Would you kindly eat my feather?
You will? Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you.
If only I had 1,000 heads to bow to you in unison. Here, let my one suffice. Well, how did it taste? I don't expect it to taste like ambrosia, but if it is even passable. Tasteless? Okay, that is well then, as long as you didn't suffer from it. Say, I'm overjoyed I just got to be closer to you, and I am truly, truly appreciative that you entertain the selfish request of this patty angel. I don't mean to sound ungrateful, but I don't just feel physically distant from you. I want to be closer to you emotionally as well. You see, I've always barraged you with questions about yourself. Anything that I couldn't learn just from watching you. If you were enamored by a book series, I'd ask you what made it appeal to you. If you brought food, I had inquired whether it was the price, taste, or calories that swayed you. I know everything about you. In fact, I might even know you better than you know yourself. Despite this, you haven't shown such an interest in me. Understandable, of course. I am bronze, and you are gold. In spite of this, is there anything you would like to ask me? Please, I want you to know me even a fraction as much as I know you.
Oh,
Thank you for obliging. 1,000 festivals in your honor, my dear. Okay, ask away. I'll answer anything. Other than where I hid the bodies, of course. Kidding. I'm kidding. Jeez, do you really think I would leave a body behind? Do I have any hobbies? Well, I'm glad you ask. I like writing poetry about you. Of course, I tried to write about a variety of things. I attempted other topics, but then I looked down at the paper and every time it's overflowing with your name. Oh well, happy little accidents. I tried. Would you like me to recite you one that I wrote? Okay, I'll try a short one.
You probably don't have time for the epics.
Here I go. You saw a tulip in a field and grinned wide at the sight. With all the zeal I could build, I picked them all throughout the night. When I placed them at your feet, you fainted from the treat. Well, how was that? Not too bad, I hope. Don't suppose I get a Nobel Prize for that. Oh, tough route. Maybe next time. How come I just appeared one day instead of being with you forever? Well, in a way, I have always been with you. It is just that in the past I had watched you from heaven. Now, why am I here physically with you instead of watching over you far away from heaven? Now that is quite the question. The simple answer is, I was demoted in a way. But I like to think of it as a promotion. It allowed me to be near you after all. You see, to put it bluntly, I was kicked out of heaven. Now come down, come down. It is not as big of a deal as it sounds. We aren't going to get angel police or anything like that after us. It's a real thing. I know. Wacky, right? Anyway, let me start from the beginning. You see, there was this statue up in heaven. Well, there are a lot of statues, but there was this one particular one. And it was almost perfect. Almost. I say almost because it almost looked like you. It just needed a few improvements. So I made it perfect. I made it look like you. But then all the other angels were furious when they found out. You defaced the statue. You defaced heaven itself. You're a devil. You're a demon. Blah, blah, yada, yada, yada. I kind of zoned them out after a while. I was really just taking in my craftsmanship, you know? Moving on, I'll spare you the bureaucracy details. But basically, in the end, my punishment was that I got kicked out of heaven, and so now I'm here with you. God bless. I'm sure those high and mighty angels thought they got rid of a monster. But I'm not a monster, right? I don't look like a monster. Does my appearance displease you? Do I frighten you? Would it help if I looked more like a mortal? If anything about my form displeases you, I will change it. If it is my halo, I will dim it. If it is my eyes, I will sew them shut. If it is my wings, I will cut them. Okay, okay. You don't think I look like a monster. That's good. You should see those biblically accurate angels. Now that's a monster. I'll be honest with you. I'm never getting back into heaven. But that's okay, because you're my heaven. And besides, I've seen heaven. And yikes. Kind of a tourist trap, if you know what I mean. Really. Overhyped. Oh, I'm so sorry. Did you get disheartened? Oh, don't be. And tell you what, we can make a new heaven here. Our own little heaven. With blackjack, but not hookers though, because I got jealous. We'll start with this room, and then this home. I'll do anything to make your life heaven. I mean anything. I'll be anything you want me to be. If you want me to be your friend, I'll be your friend. If you want me to be your sister, I'll be your sister. And if you want me to be more, well then, I'll be more. But one thing I will never be is I will never be a traitor to you. Even if you killed someone, I would hide the body. Well, vaporize it, actually. Way more efficient. Not that you need to kill anyone. But if you did, hey, standing over. Are all the other angels like me? What? No. No, of course not. They aren't half as competent. Let me tell you a story. So in heaven, there was this one angel lamenting over how she let the person she was supposed to be protecting get killed. She just kept sobbing and sobbing. Being a good little angel, I waited until I was out of earshot to burst out laughing. What a failure. I mean, how could she let them die? Hello? You have one job? It was during a civil war, too. I mean, isn't that when you should be paying extra attention? Get her guy out or something? And if I recall, he died from a stray mortar while he was on the toilet. Talk about an embarrassing way to die. The angel couldn't protect his dignity, much less his life. There are many angels like her, but I'm different. I shall never allow you to suffer shame nor pain. What makes me love you? Well, I'm glad you ask. First of all, it is in my nature as a guardian angel. Just like a mother has an innate love for a child. Kind of. A trashy mother could hate her child. I've never heard of a guardian angel hating their target. Also, no human is capable of the degree of love I display. You could stab me 72 times with a spiral knife and I would not like you any less. Though I would be a bit confused. Even if I weren't your angel, I would still love you though. There's no way all this affection is just from my nature or biology or whatever. You see, before you were born, I had seen your soul. It was brighter and bigger than all the others. And from that moment on, I knew it. You were mine. Not in a forced and bargained soul-your-soul kind of way. More like, listen, I'm trying to say I really love you. Capish? Well, I really enjoyed our little talk, although it was mostly me talking and you looking highly disturbed. But you must be starving. I'll get dinner ready, and we can continue this over a nice meal. And don't worry about any consequences from the whole statue incident. Angel unions are very strong.